Through this series, we've learned about some of America's pioneers of the sky as we've profiled aviators from Amelia Earhart to Howard Hughes. In each episode, we've discovered how Longines has had a part to play in each of their record-breaking careers. Today, we're going to look at the Swiss watch brand's long relationship with aviation and what goes into the making of a chronograph that can help pilots to reach dizzying new heights and zoom around the world faster than anyone else has before them. This is The Spirit Lives On, a Monocle 24 production brought to you by Longines. In 1832, Auguste Agassiz started a watchmaking trade office in the small Swiss valley of Saint-Imier, outsourcing the production of his watches to horologists working in small workshops or at home. By the 1850s, he had already achieved international success and brought his nephew, Ernest Francillon, to join him. Francillon set up the Longines factory in 1867, the name coming from where it was located, Aix Longines, which translates to Long Meadows. And it's in this verdant location that the company still lives over 150 years later. Longines' logo is an hourglass with wings, a testament to the company's long history with time, navigation and aviation.
In a way, it was a very visionary thing to use a logo with wings, because afterwards, later on, Longines has been very much into aviation with special watches and clocks for the use of pilots in aviation.
That's Daniel Hugh, head of branding and heritage at Longines. He spoke to Monocle correspondent Ed Stocker, who recently took the train to Saint-Imier to visit the Longines Museum and find out about how this watchmaker went on to become so synonymous with the aviation industry.
Saint-Imier.
Chronograph is a watch that has been built to measure a period of time. So typically, it has been used for sport events. It started at horse races. In the 19th century, Longines timed the famous horse races in the United States. In those horse races in the United States, people were betting on horses, and they wanted to know, how does this horse behave in the race? How fast is it on the circuit? And they wanted to have the exact time to judge the performance of the horse on this day. So they had to use a precise watch for that. And the chronograph enables you to make short period of time measurements, because you have a hand that you can start, you can stop and reset the hand. That was the invention, basically, that was important. Now, Longines has combined this mechanism, this stop mechanism, with very accurate movements, because you have to distinguish between accuracy of a watch and the capability of measuring short time periods. A very good chronograph combines both of it. And that's the instrument that has been so much used by pilots, because for navigation use, they had to measure distances, how much time they needed. They had to calculate how much gasoline they still have in the tank. And they had to measure different legs of a flight.
I mean, looking at the list of groundbreaking pilots, pioneers that have worn Longines timepieces or chronographs. Everyone from Amelia Earhart to Eleanor Smith to Wiley Post to Howard Hughes. Why did these pilots use Longines chronographs, and how did the brand become so associated with aviation?
Longines has become, in 1919 already, the official timekeeper of the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. That's the body that was responsible for the measurement of all record flights. And from that time on, Longines was very much involved in aviation. Basically, Longines was so much into aviation because of a couple of reasons. First, they made very accurate watches. Second, they developed special features that were very useful for pilots.
My name is Fatima Boulanoir. I'm International Brand Heritage Project Leader for Longines.
We are in the room regarding pioneers, explorers, all the explorers, the first who went to explore North Pole, South Pole, Arctic, Antarctic, and they needed instrument of navigation to help them to calculate their position in very tough condition of temperature, of course, and they can use Longines instrument of navigation by boat, like these chronometers, deck chronometers, kept in wooden boxes, very, very beautiful. Some other chronometers, because Longines equipped a lot of expeditions by boat, by plane, with this very typical instruments with the black dial, very big figures, and with radium, of course, to be able to read the figures by night.
So these particular timepieces we're looking at were actually used in the decks, embedded in the planes themselves for navigating.
Exactly.
But some of those early pioneers were just using a wristwatch for navigation, I believe, right?
Here we have the siderograph. The siderograph is a deck instrument used and developed by Longines in 1936 after the Lindbergh angle hour watch. And we patented this siderograph in 1939.
So real time is used for navigation with the stars because one turn of the Earth, if you look at the stars and you wait till you see the same picture of the stars, takes just 23 hours and 56 minutes and 4 seconds, and not 24 hours like in the civil time, because civil time is related to the sun, only to the sun, but not to the stars. But if you do navigation with the stars to calculate your longitude, you need the side real time. And Longines was capable of building clocks for aircraft or watches for the wrist on side real time. That was a major invention. With all these features, Longines was helping the pilots to find their way. In the area of chronographs, they developed a special feature, the flyback. That means you have a chronograph and you can start the chronograph hand, you finish your leg, and you can reset the chronograph hand to zero, and in the same time this hand starts again without any break, without any time lost. And that was very important for the pilots when they were calculating their legs.
Here we have a map with all the expeditions that Longines equipped between 1920, the end of 1920s and the end of the 30s. You have here the date of the expedition, the name of the explorer, and the kind of expeditions by plane, by zeppelin, by boat, and some female aviator pilot too, and some very famous important ladies, female aviators, like Amelia Earhart, for
1932.
Example. Yes, Amy Johnson,
Same year.
We also have Eleanor Smith, for example, 1930.
A female record for speed and endurance.
Yes. And in 1938, Howard Hughes using the siderograph during his speed record all around the world.
I mean, quite an incredible map, and we can just see the lines zigzagging across the world from South America into North America and across into Europe. I can see Ramon Franco, the first flight connecting Spain and South America back in 1926, and just kind of gazing across all these dates from 1926 through to 1938 and Howard Hughes. Just a sort of pioneering spirit that prevails throughout. I mean, obviously, these adventurers aren't restricted solely to aviation, but sort of looking at some of the feats they did, Amelia Earhart was the first solo woman across the Atlantic. Eleanor Smith had a pilot license at 16, Wiley Post was the first solo flight around the world. Amazing sort of history attached to Longines. How important today is that heritage to the brand?
I think it's still an inspiration, an important inspiration for us. Not only because these people were really very courageous personalities, but also because Longines adapted to their needs, and Longines was really looking for new ways how to build watches that are more meaningful to them. So it's still a guideline today when we produce watches that we really strive for the best accuracy, for visibility of the dial, for great visibility, or for useful features. We have some projects for the next years that are really driven by this inspiration.
To discover how these intricate timepieces are made, Ed visited Longines World Heritage Workshop manager, Bernard Portal.
Notre but, c'est donc de remettre en état la montre qui nous arrive en réparation.
Our aim is to restore the watch and to return it as close as possible to the state in which it was made 100 or 120 years previously. That's our philosophy. And if we can't find the right supplies, we'll make them by hand, piece by piece. The watchmakers are capable and we have the materials for it.
Pour réparer une montre, on donne entre 16 et 18 semaines.
To repair a watch, we allow between 16 and 18 weeks, but a watchmaker will spend between 12 and 100 hours on a watch.
Les plus anciennes.
The oldest ones were made in 1870, 1880. They're all 19th century. And over here, they're between 1930 and 1980, all of these.
Tout ça.
The lifespan of a Longines watch, of a mechanical Longines watch, is around 100 years. Because we can repair every kind of Longines watch that has been produced in the last 100 years. And it holds true also for the new watches. If you take a mechanical Longines watch, we will be able to guarantee around 100 year lifespan, which is really sustainable product. I mean, how many gadgets do you have where you can expect 100 years of life? There are not a lot of them.
Si nous ne trouvons pas la fourniture de l'autre côté, on va la fabriquer avec.
Here we use lathes to make parts for the watches that we don't have, individually, piece by piece, up until the small balance stuff. We have very highly skilled watchmakers who've studied it or have a lot of experience.
Le résultat final.
Here you have the final result, and this is what it looked like when it arrived.
We're looking at a photo of how the watch used to look and how it's been finished now, how it's been refurbished by the team.
This one took 15 hours of work.
Longines hasn't just provided tools to get aviators into the air. The company draws inspiration from this amazing roster of pilots and other adventurers who've used their chronographs to achieve such incredible human feats. And that's what's inspired their brand new Spirit Collection.
Our Spirit watches represent really the essence of our pilots' watches and our history in aviation. You can see on the dial the font of the typical pilot watches. You have the typical oversized crown that pilots could handle with their gloves on. But all is combined with the latest technology in the movement. There you have a silicon hairspring that is anti-magnetic and guarantees a very precise movement. This movement is certified as a chronometer by the official entity, the COSC, and guarantees the best accuracy you can have. The Spirit Collection is for us a base to continue with more innovations you will see in the coming years. We will add new features, we will add spectacular designs. Pioneer Spirit is for us very important in the way that Longines was always looking for unique solutions in watchmaking. And we want to prove that also in the future. So you can be surprised what we will present in the coming years.
And that brings us to the end of this series of The Spirit Lives On. This has been a Monocle 24 production brought to you in association with Longines. To find out more about Longines' history and their brand new Spirit Collection, head to longines.com. And you can hear our profiles of Amelia Earhart, Eleanor Smith, Wiley Post, and Howard Hughes at monocle.com/radio.